Damon Young is a philosopher and author and my guest for Twitterati this week. He also has some strong feelings about hearts replacing stars as the way to like tweets, which is understandable because it's a serious issue. You can find him tweeting it at Damon A. Young. Twitter hearts, Damon. Why are they such a big deal?
That's a good question, mate, and I'm glad you asked it. Well, I mean, as people who are on Twitter will have seen, it's a huge controversy because the little like star, which some people use for saving for later, some people used as a kind of passive-aggressive way of endorsing people. I'm not going to RT you, but I might just give you a little fave.
Seen it, like it.
Yeah. That's been changed to a heart, which is supposed to be an all-purpose way of saying, you're super.
Yeah.
Now, everyone hates it. What's fascinating is there's sort of a huge argument going on Twitter, but it's not about whether it's good or bad. Everyone agrees it's bad. The argument is between those people who say it's completely naff and those people say it's completely naff to be talking about it. So it's actually really revealing because it's...
How very meta.
It's the Twitter hierarchy. First, you've got something naff. Then you've got the people who say it's naff and kind of look cool because of it. Then you've got the people who are so cool, they say the people who are saying that it's naff are naff. And they're like, yeah, we're just stepping back from this because we're ultra cool. And then you've got the people who aren't even on Twitter. They're so cool, but we don't hear from them.
No, we don't. We don't know what they think.
They can be quiet.
They can be. So it's really, it's naff squared. Yeah. And it's pretty much, which is that circular thing about Twitter, almost entirely what everyone's talked about all week, including me, guilty.
Absolutely. Yeah, and look, it's what it also shows is how a lot of what happens on Twitter is purely about taking the mickey out of things. So a lot of these people who are tweeting about the hearts really don't care about this slight change to a free service that they're using. What they care about are making fun of things. And that's cool.
That's cool. Everyone needs a release. Now let's talk about Ronda Rousey because everyone wants to talk about her at the moment. Why is she in your picks for this week?
Partly because she's awesome. And because I love watching her fight. I love her attitude.
She's a very famous fighter for anyone who doesn't know.
She's outstanding. She's a mixed martial artist. Used to be a judo Olympian. She's transitioned into mixed martial arts and done brilliantly. Really lifted the profile of female mixed martial artists, professional mixed martial artists. This was a story on the ABC about women taking up mixed martial arts and things like Brazilian jiu-jitsu. And I loved it. I mean, it's magnificent to see the martial arts, which for so long have been sort of annexed by men and seen as a traditionally masculine pursuit. And women have come along and saying, well, no, those gender categories just kind of suck. And there's no reason why women can't enjoy the various benefits of martial arts, such as a sort of physical autonomy, courage, physical bravery, that kind of stuff.
And of course, the benefits of being able to defend yourself when you are really at more risk than men on the streets.
I'm going to put aside the question of street violence because, as we know, it's often the men that you know who are most dangerous. But certainly there is something to be said for physical autonomy, for being at home in your own body that you can defend. And I'm all for that. I think certainly my experience of the martial arts, it's a brilliant thing to see the sexes working together.
And you've also picked up on an interesting article by Megan Dorm, I think is her name, that asks, why can't book publishing be the way it looks in books? This sounds right up your alley, of course. Tell me all about it.
Well, this is actually from a little over 10 years ago, but it's being re-released by Picador. It's in a collection of essays called My Misspent Youth. And she's talking about basically how there's a glamour that attaches to publishing of this sort of long, boozy lunches and eating seafood and just being fabulous.
It's not like that?
Apparently not. And she's talking about, well, actually, no, the reality for a lot of these sort of young, educated women working in publishing is that they don't get paid very much. There's a hell of a lot of pressure, but very little authority. And despite their qualifications, their hard work and so on, there's this core of literary women often working for men. And it's again the sort of same pattern of the glamour, which brings people in, but it doesn't necessarily translate into sort of institutional respect or money.
And she writes, for example, and This just completely gets me, this line. This is a land of girls. There are always at least 10 of us for every one of him. Mm. Wow. Is that really the case?
Certainly in my experience. And look, I am the poster boy for the white middle class young man. I understand this.
It's okay. You're quite likeable.
Oh, thanks, mate.
mate.
But if my experience at publishing is my commissioning editor is a woman, my copy editor is a woman, my book designer is a woman, my publicist is a woman, but usually at the top of the organisation is a man, and often the big names who are being reviewed are men, often by men. So there's a strange asymmetry there.
Let's finish off on this Twitter poll. Now, Twitter recently introduced a function that allows you to create polls. I'm guessing from the fact you jumped right on board that you're a fan, and I must admit, I have to, you know, people would know this as listeners, RN Drive has also dabbled this week and last week. We don't mind a poll either. Your poll was hilarious. Tell us about your poll.
Okay, so I mostly cook at home. My wife sometimes does. She likes to bake. She also likes fried things, things with egg and butter and fat. But that's a whole nother story.
Delicious.
When she bakes, she uses a tea towel to get the hot things out of the oven. And I'm kind of, I'm turning into Woody Allen in the kitchen.
How do you even pick it? Why don't you, we've got mitts. They invented mitts for this purpose. And you're like, nah, we don't need.
Anyway, so I always saw Ruth as kind of this aberrant, heinous individual who was just destroying civilization. So we had a conversation about it. And Ruth said, well, you know, Damon, I suspect other people use tea towels too.
I'm a tea toweler.
Yeah, my mother-in-law. So I thought, well, I like science. You like science?
Well, no, yeah, you want facts.
Yeah, let's use science. So I did a very scientific Twitter poll where I asked, when baking, what do you use to protect your hands from the heat? And I got some people who said, well, actually, I use the hem of my dress. Or someone actually said, mitts are for wimps.
You're soft.
Yeah, and look, I am soft.
I never know where the mitts are. That's my main reason.
Okay, so as it turns out, the poll is almost perfectly split 50-50.
Oh, come on. No.
All right. Well, it's
the tea towels win.
Yeah, okay. Tea towels won, but a couple of people said they couldn't vote because they weren't on the right app. That's my. But look, I'm willing to concede. I'm completely willing to concede.
Margin of error.
A whole new world has opened up to me of people who used to. I thought I understood this universe.
No,
and
you
now
don't.
There's a massive epistemological crack right down the middle. I know nothing.
Maybe you'll understand your partner a bit better too now.
Look, it's brought us closer, you know?
I'm glad that Twitter polls are providing this. I love that you can Twitter poll anything. Thank you for coming in. You've been delightful and, you know, you are a great representative of, what did you call yourself, white guys of your age. You're a great representative. Thanks, Damon.
Thanks, mate.
That's Damon Young, a philosopher and author who tweets at Damon A. Young. Now, it's Friday and I'm about to step into the drawing room to meet Sel Kimber. I hope you can too.